We have a very short memory verse for this week. Maybe we'll all remember it and say it one to another. Very positive. It's Psalm 37, verse 34. It says, "Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall inherit the land." Okay, we think in the English of waiting. You're waiting for something. You might be sitting there, American. You're just sitting waiting. Well, the Hebrew word for waiting is completely different than the English word for waiting. And if I had two strings, and we're going to pretend these are two people, we would say these are waiting, okay? Let's say this is me and this is God. And I am waiting on him. Is this string waiting on this string? It's waiting. It's being.
Yeah.
That isn't in the Hebrew what the word means. To wait in the Hebrew on God means to be twisted together with him. And I think sometimes we get discouraged because we wait on God, but we don't do anything about it. And what he wants us to do is get twisted completely together with him. And so remember that this week, as you remember this verse and think on this verse, remember, don't just sit and wait on him, but pray with him. Get to know him. Let him get to know you. Then you will be doing as the Hebrew word says, you really will be waiting on the Lord. And that's when we can expect the promises, when we really get together with him. Let's stand and let's say it together. Let's remind each other as we come together during the week and we're on the phone. Let's remind each other to wait on the Lord. Intertwined, yes, intertwined.
That's right.
Okay. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. What a promise.